Now, we are being urged to stay away from the Beltway near the Wilson Bridge over the weekend. Beginning tonight, in fact, lane closures will bring traffic to a crawl, as only a single lane of the Outer Loop's through lanes will be open all weekend long. Joining us live is WTOP's Dean of Traffic, Bob Marburg. Bob, a big project here that has the potential to be a big problem for people. Walk us through it if you can.
Well, Mike, as it has been the case over the last many years during the Woodrow-Wilson Bridge project, this is kind of one of the first or one of the last phases of the entire project, and it is the paving of the stretch roughly between exits 173 on the Beltway and 176, in other words, South Van Dorn Street and Telegraph Road. And this will mark the final alignment of the through lanes that is heading past all the interchanges across the Wilson Bridge. But in order to do that paving, the through lanes will close about 9 tonight, weather permitting, and everybody who travels the Beltway toward the Wilson Bridge will be shifted into one single file. So to that end, everybody listening now, advise that that's going to be a very slow trip on the outer loop. It will somewhat mirror what took place a couple weekends ago on the inner loop of the Beltway, where the through lanes were extended and paved, but we've been limited in the local lanes to one single file on the inner loop. Now, one of the big deals will be over the course of the weekend, the weekdays between 7 in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, drivers coming northbound on I-95 in Springfield will actually be diverted onto the inner loop of the Beltway around through the express lanes work site toward I-66 and toward the Dulles Toll Road, or you will have the option of going northbound on 395.
Do you have a scorecard for this,
yeah,
Bob?
We were not kidding around when we said this was a mess.
Well, you know, over the years, there have been some major changes at the Wilson Bridge that have taken place one by one. And when you avoid them during the weekend, you save yourself a lot of delay. And then come Monday morning, things look a whole lot brighter. Now, on Monday morning and for the next month of July on the outer loop, after the through lanes reopen, we will still be limited to one lane in the local lanes extending past Telegraph Road. But please note that when you see it on Monday morning when the project is wrapped up, the decision point for the through in the local lanes will be between Van Dorn Street and Eisenhower Avenue. Of course, all of this kicks off this evening at 9 o'clock, weather permitting. And as we like to say, WTOP is the storm watch station. Tell your friends, tell your family. But if you're out on I-95 and you happen to stop at a rest area this weekend, make sure that you tell the travelers and tell the truckers that they want to seek an option. And bearing in mind that the paving on the inner loop should be completed by the end of the first week in July, but the continuing narrowing of the local lanes will actually continue through the month of July. This is on the outer loop.
Okay, now we're going to follow. Thank you, Bob. We're going to follow the traffic, of course, as we do round the clock, 365 days of the year, every 10 minutes, traffic and weather together on the 8th. So stay with us. We'll help you get through a weekend that may have some disruptions, but in the long run, probably will help us out.